This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, July 19th. Well, I have to say I'm pretty impressed how the market recovered from Monday's last-minute sell-off. What happened Monday is Apple announced that they were going to curtail their hiring and spend a lot more carefully. And, you know, Apple's got a lot of projects in development, including the Apple Car, Project Titan. And so for them to come out and say they're going to spend less and follow what Google's doing is was profound. And the market reacted negatively to that. And but our stocks didn't even seem to know what was going on. Our stocks kept going higher. And today they're going higher. So we're essentially in earnings announcement season now. Our stocks can smell the good earnings are going to come out. And the next couple of weeks are going to be very good. Now, the financial stocks earnings were not perfect, but we don't own financial stocks. Of course, a lot of the reason their revenue was down was investment banking has basically taken a pretty hard hit. So that affected their bottom lines. But the fact of the matter is that people are getting more optimistic because things are starting to recover. You see gas prices are moderating at the pump, and inflation has definitely peaked. That's a consensus. And we're just in better shape than in America. Now, over in China, they still deal with the COVID restrictions, and that affects shipping and some other output. Over in Europe, they're a mess. They have a hideous heat wave, but they've also been cut off from natural gas by Nord Stream 1, the Russian pipeline. And it will be interesting if they turn it back on Thursday. If they don't, we'll see if it affects the European Central Bank policy. Because they were scheduled to start to raise rates. Now, they were going to go from negative to less negative on Thursday, so we'll see what they do. But the bottom line is the world may have slowed down, but America is the oasis. That's why we have a strong dollar. That's why we have a good consumer. That's why we still have employment growth, okay? So as far as the whether we're having a soft landing or hard landing, it depends on each industry. But we had housing starts come out today. They're at the slowest in 9 months. We have building permits down slightly. Home builder sentiment's not ideal. But, you know, mortgage rates did double since the beginning of the year. But since mid-June, they're starting to come back down because bond yields have peaked. That's a big deal, folks. You know, bond yields definitely have peaked. And they sense that inflation is going to be moderating in the upcoming months. So hopefully that helps helps the housing sector. But all I can tell you is that the earnings are still positive. The guidance is largely good, not for every industry. But the market's going to get a little bit more narrow. But if we're in a recession, it's a weird one because earnings are still growing. And we still have employment growth, so, and labor shortages. So it's very, very bizarre environment we're in. The other thing I should add is that the government can't get anything done, at least in Washington, D.C. They never raise taxes, okay? They can't get anything passed that's significant. And this is what Wall Street wants. They want gridlock, okay? And we're expected to have more gridlock come November, okay? And because there's supposed to be a change in leadership in the House and all. So we'll see what happens. But this is good, folks. You know, the private sector's driving the bus, and the private sector's done an amazing job. Crude oil production's now 12-plus million barrels a day. We are energy independent with the drop in demand recently. The energy stocks, as you may know, they're obviously coming roaring back. They did get hit with profit-taking, but they're roaring right now, and they're going to have great earnings, and we're going to count those earnings to dropkick and drive our stocks higher. So please enjoy this earnings announcement season. We've had a lot of bumps, and it's just time to, for lack of a better word, to be happy. One last thing, the Atlanta Fed did revise their GDP estimate today. It just went from minus 0.5 for the second quarter to minus 0.6. Those are the annualized rates. That's insignificant. What I find amazing is private economists are so positive. So there's a big debate what's going on. Now, the Atlanta Fed model is an econometric model, so it's on autopilot. One of the things that's really affecting GDP growth is what's happened to energy. The trade deficit has fallen dramatically. Some of it's the shipping container issues, but another is the fact that we're just exporting crude oil, refined product, because we're energy independent again. And that's helping knock the trade deficit down, and that will boost GDP growth. So fascinating times we're in. All I can tell you is your best defense, strong offense, a fundamentally superior stocks, and your patience is about to be rewarded in the next couple of weeks. So hang in there, everybody. I know you have not enjoyed the ride this year, but hopefully because earnings are still growing, we are expecting a stunning earnings announcement season. And what I'll do is if analysts get more cautious or stocks get too volatile, I'll continue to trim stocks. But right now, it's lock and load time, and enjoy the second quarter announcement season. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.